Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, this is Rob Roker, Rob Roker of Texas. Want to say hi and howdy. Well, we're going to talk a few things today. We got 30 minutes to go. We're going to talk on, well, first off, I want to give a shout out to a buddy of mine, or a friend, who is running for Houston City Council at large position 3, Doug Peterson. He will be having a fundraiser next Tuesday at the Villa Capri in Seabrook. From 6:30 on, and guest speaker is none other than former U.S. Congressman Nick Lamson. And hopefully I will be getting off to go there, but I'm going to make sure that I can. But if not, my bad luck. So I'm going to say right now, Doug, I wish you all the luck in the world. And make sure that you are our representative from Clear Lake in the Houston City Council. Well, also want to talk a few things. First off, let me say this. Our number here at Rob Roker, Texas is 718-664-9825. Again, that's 718-664-9825. Well, we're going to talk about immigration. A couple of points I want to say. Let me get it up here. Problem I see with immigration is not to be anti this or anti that, because frankly, if you think about it, here we are. We really don't like the idea of contraband crossing our southern border. Washington doesn't seem to understand. And if you think about it, here's an article out of the Houstonia magazine. It says, by now, every Houstonian within arm's reach of a radio or a TV remote has heard the news. Ours is the most diverse city in the nation, surpassing even the Big Apple itself as the new melting pot of modern-day America. I mean, that's great. I say great. I say the great to that. More props. Because, you know, if you think about it, we do have an immigration problem. This article here shows Houston's immigrant population grew by a staggering 59% in the last census. That is fantastic. But, you know, like I said, this immigration problem has got, or the issue has got problems. We have a border that's porous, this could be described as porous as best. We have people crossing it every day just to get here. And yet, if you think about it, there's that statue in New York Harbor that says, "Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses." If we shut the borders down, as some people would like to do, we could be considered hypocrites. But one thing they don't understand is that, you know, you're talking about whether it be human people, humans as in individuals that are crossing the border with the help of a coyote, or much less drugs. All that could be considered illegal contraband. And that's what's wrong. It's illegal to go in that way. And yeah, the only one that's talking is the Donald. Yeah, he's right in saying there are, for every illegal convict or convicted criminal that comes over here, they can get by with anything. They get free hospitalization. Well, I agree, that's wrong. I mean, it's wrong that they can get it. But on the same instance, to Donald, in a simple Democratic, a response from a Democrat, where's your solution? This is a sticky situation. and a sticky topic, or one could say a hot-button topic, that nobody would like to push. Obviously, our government doesn't. You know, hypothetically, you could probably draw a line on a map from Houston, or the Houston Gulf Coast area, west toward toward Los Angeles. And Washington would not understand problems that have gone on below that line. They don't understand what's going on below that line. And that's where a plan that will work, that has potential of working, can work. Now, a buddy of mine down in Galveston, Jeff Gottlob, I just want to say, hey, Jeff, I had to disagree with your liking of and your posting on Facebook today about Trump. The man spits out venom. You know, he's making an argument for everything that why one should not vote Republican. I'm not saying I'm a Democrat. Okay, big deal. So what? I'm a Democrat. I'm not talking about party affiliations. I'm talking about an idea. I'm talking about an idea that can work. What is his idea other than spitting out venom? Yes, I agree. If it includes those criminals that ran amok in Mexico, if we catch them here, they need to be sent back. And as far as I'm concerned, at the cost to the Mexican government. That may rub some people the wrong way, but I'm sorry. That's what it says on my logo. Independent mind, Texas pride. That's what I believe. Let the Mexican government pay for their air ticket home. Because their home should be a jail cell. Period. Something a little stronger than what I think it was Chavez. I may be wrong on the name of the drug dealer that escaped that high security prison in Mexico. Just walked, tunneled out. You know, you see, that's what people like the Donald, when they're talking about a topic like immigration, illegal immigration, they're not coming up with an idea. They can say, build the fences higher. Make it a stone fence or a brick fence. Well, guess what, Donald? They're going to tunnel under. You know, yeah, we talk about contraband from drugs to people being brought across the border to what they think is a better life. And some of them are actually left in trucks to die. Now, why couldn't we think of some better way of correcting that problems like that? That's what I question. And our number here is Rob Roca, Texas, 718-664-9825. You know, let's look at the of ideas a way, as in a way to correct that. Let me talk about a buddy of mine. We were talking politics. He's very Republican, very conservative. While I on the other end, come back to my old stomping grounds of the Democratic Party and moderate and centrist. He ran an idea past me, which I've talked about briefly, and it makes a little bit of sense. I say it warrants the debate, because if one thinks about it, let's think about this scenario. We have towns along the southern border that are right on the border with Mexico. I think El Paso would be a great example of that. While that is a metropolitan area, the point is, for argument's sake, let's use that as an example. He suggested that we relocate people homes that are on the border, right smack on the border. You know, 1 foot you're in America, 1 foot you're in Mexico, like that. And create a, relocate them to the northern part of the town or city and rebuild their homes or relocate their homes if they could be. And create a 2 mile buffer zone. You know, I think it has potential as it, something to debate. And like I've said before, I'm willing to listen to someone's idea. I'm not going to turn it down simply because it's not mine. Has Donald ever said anything like that? Has Pete Olson ever said anything like that? The point is, and when I say it, this is something that warrants a debate, we're talking about bringing jobs into that community, construction jobs, moving companies, some of these pod companies will come and get your stuff and store it while you were preparing to move, even move your home. They'll help in the relocation, but you know, we're talking, the jobs will come as a result. And it will give our border guards, our border security, that 2 mile buffer to where they can see things that are maybe trying to cross over. Like I said, it has potential for debate. I'd like to see something like that debated. I'd also like to see something that we like to call, or we like to look at, is border security first, or as we, if I remember the name of it correctly, is the Border Intelligence Co-op Program. Pardon me, let me get a little bit of water here, folks. See, some of the flowers are blooming outside, and of course, that means allergies. And every time I hear or see it, take a swig of water while I'm talking politics, I'm kind of reminded of that long little guzzle of water that Marco Rubio took in his response to the State of the Union. But let's talk about security, border security co-op program. Our idea is twofold. Is to secure the border and to lead those foreign national families that are already here, have been here, and are being employed here. Give them a reason to come into the front door, through the front door, and become Americans. Think about it. We were to pass legislation that talked about intelligence task force of city, county, state, and federal law officials working together on in each state, each of the states that border our southern border, or consist of our southern border. I'm starting to get a little tongue-tied here. Folks, I apologize. They have objectives that will lead them to gather intelligence, communicate intelligence with each other, and act upon that intelligence, as in going after the bad guy. Now, I think that has something a little more of potential, actually more than just debate, because we're actually putting people on the ground. We're giving them specific ideas and specific objectives. Gather intelligence on illegal contraband movements and act on them through the proper judicial procedures. As in, they need a wiretap, fine, go to the courts. They need anything that they have to do to get the court's approval, go for it and act. And we're also talking this way on a job segment for the small businessman who lives in the town or city that is along the border, wants us hires foreign nationals. What about a tax break to be determined? That for every foreign national you hire as a small businessman, you'll get a tax break for everyone you can sign up for free immigration classes, free naturalization classes, I should mean, that are like here in Clear Lake at the Freeman Library. I believe it's every Tuesday and Thursday from 11 to 1. There are free naturalization courses given. And the small businessman in Texas, California, Southern California, Arizona, and New Mexico, and possibly Nevada, probably Nevada, can get a tax break, a percent, you know, let's say 10 to 20%. For every foreign national employee that signs himself and their whole family to get naturalization, take naturalization courses for free. That'll give them an access to the front door. Not the side door, not the back door, not to take the chances with someone who might leave you in a 18-wheel truck to suffocate to death. But you're here. You've been immigrating back and forth. Come to this country, work in this country, live in this country, become an American citizen in this country through the proper channels, through the front door. You know, like I said at the beginning of the show, there's a statue in the New York Harbor that says, Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. We need to believe in that as far as this policy, immigration is concerned. But also Washington needs to know that we have problems. I mean, I think we all have heard about cities along the border that from illegal contraband crossings, there have been property trashed, water supplies compromised, and livestock killed. And when they try to defend their own property, homeowners trying to defend their own property, they're shot at. Local police don't want to do anything because they say that they don't have a right to do anything along the border. I'm sorry, I think we all would have a problem with. But we need to have a plan, and I've offered a plan. And in fact, I've offered two. One that I'd say is very debatable, something worth the effort of debating. And then my plan, which I think, while I want to debate it, I want to talk about it. And I want to talk to you about it. I want to explain where I stand and my thoughts. Because, you know, I was asked this a number of times, and I probably have said it on this show a number of times. A person asked me what, in my opinion, would be the best way to decide who to vote for. Well, I could say it this way. I'd vote for the person that makes the best argument. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make that best argument. I'm having to do it now for a primary run in March and a general election run that ends first Tuesday in November. See, I want to be your congressman. I want to replace a man who has been there for a few terms and starting to sound like, well, if he actually opens his mouth, something other than Where's Waldo? I want to go and be a congressman that takes action. While I don't want to call it a career, but I do have ideas and I want to push them as far as I can and take them and push that envelope and see where it leads me. Maybe to help bring about a better America. I think that's what we all want to believe in, a better America. But the thing is, we need to talk about it. We need to debate it. Not point fingers and say, it's not my fault. It's theirs. Or much less tell you what they want you to hear. You know, I remember I just looked at my DVD of The American President. And Michael Douglas at the end, I got to agree with him on what he was saying, because if you think about it, Richard Dreyfuss' character could easily now sound a lot like Donald Trump. Donald doesn't care. He just wants you to stroke his ego. And we don't need a president that wants us to stroke his ego. We need a president that will lead. Recently, I was asked if I would support the nominee in my party. Well, I gave him this answer. That's understood. Period. We need to talk issues now. We need to make the opening salvos to the idea of who's making the best argument. That's what we need to do. And that's what I'm trying to do. And that's what I'm going to continue to say, continue to talk about, are the ideas that I think make the best argument. And we have 8 minutes left, folks, and I've done a lot of talking. So if you want to call and give out a thought or two, that number is 718-664-9825. Or much less, if you want to shoot me an email, that's Rob, R-O-B-B, at Rob Rourke, R-O-U-R-K-E, .us. Again, that's Rob at RobRourke.us. And for those who are interested, yes, I am now officially filed with the Federal Election Commission. Rob Rourke, or Rob 2016 for Congress, is official. And we're going to make the best of it. We're going to do our best to get on that ballot. And so, folks, if you see me, I'll be carrying a petition sheet with me. So if you see me and say, "Hey, I want to sign your petition," I'll be glad to let. I will more than let you do it, and I will say thank you, and I will promise you that I will do my best to be a congressman that you can respect. So we got about just under 6:45 left. So, again, that number is 718-664-9825. Hey, folks, we got a lot of things coming up this weekend. We're off on a little bit different topic for right now. We got a big football weekend, especially starting Saturday. Well, actually, tonight, if you have satellite dishes, is on the Fox Network, Fox Sports Network. Jim Harbaugh's return to college football and to Michigan. I believe they're playing Utah. And then after that, this Saturday, I know at least one game that I'm definitely going to watch, and that's Alabama and Wisconsin in Arlington from Cowboy Stadium. Let's see, it's the Crimson Tide, and this is one friend, will roll in over the Badgers. Will it be a high tide? Will it be a red tide? Well, enough joking on that point. And we also want to say, you know, there was some news in baseball yesterday on MSN. Dallas Kershaw. If I mispronounce that, I'm sorry. Looks like he may be a contender for the Cy Young. And frankly, I wish him all the luck in the world. So he'll be the second Astro to win one. And to the whole entire Houston team, you are doing such an unbelievable, having such an unbelievable season. Please, let us not wake up from this beautiful dream. Because we want to believe, we all believe in you. And to the Texans, I believe this is your fourth game. I'll be flipping back and forth if you're on Saturday night. So, but while I'm killing a little time here, folks. Let's just say that we want to do the best we can for you. And that's why I'm on the show. I've always believed in the idea of advocating ideas. We want to put our thoughts, see if they jive with your thoughts. So, well, we're coming up on just under four minutes, coming up on 3:45 to be exact, at about 5 seconds. Well, I think we might want to cut this a little short today, because I've run out a few things to say, my thoughts and my opinions. It's probably about time for me to get off the soapbox. I have got laundry to do and a few of the chores, so I'm just going to say, give a little shout out to a pretty little lady who I adore very, very much. Shortcake, Papa Rob loves you. Always will. And I wish you were here. And I wish I was there with you. So, take care, kiddo. Listen to the show once in a while. And to you all, I just want to say, well, we're going to go 30 minutes next time, which will be Saturday. We're going to have more of a specific topic, which I think will be on changes in child support payments through Title 4D of the Social Security Act. And we'll introduce what I call Devin's Law. So please listen. And so I will say, before I hear 90 seconds, I'm going to cut this a little short tonight, or today actually. Hope you enjoy. From what I've seen, there are a few black clouds here and there. So stay dry. Enjoy the day. And if you're out on the road, see a moped with a bat symbol on it, that's me. Kind of give me a wave. And if anybody out there in the biker community sees that same bike with a bat symbol, shoot me an email at rob@robbrook.us. Or if you see me stopped, come over. Let's talk. Because I really could use the support. I'm asking for it. So, anyway, I almost beat it, Chucks, folks. Now, so I'm going to say good night, good day, enjoy the day, stay cool, stay dry, and I'll check you all later. This has been Rob Rourke of Texas, saying I'll see you soon. Bye now.